read the call to order, roll call. Roll call.
Commissioner Addle?
Here.
Avedisian?
Here.
Buell? Commissioner Buell? Bush?
Here.
Camilleri? Commissioner Camilleri? Commissioner Curry?
Here.
DiBella?
Here.
Gardeau? Healy? Hoffman?
Here.
Holloway?
Here.
Yono? Commissioner Yono? LaChance? LeBeau?
Here.
Lester?
Here.
Lewis?
Here.
Magnin?
Here.
Maniscalco? Mandyke?
Here.
Murata?
Here.
Payne? I see Commissioner Payne. Patel?
Here.
Patowski? Salemi? Solomonides? Was that Commissioner Solomonides? Sweezy?
Here.
Taylor? I see Commissioner Taylor. Torres?
Here.
Vecino?
Here.
Wolf? I saw Commissioner Wolf. Carrier? We have a quorum.
I'm here, John.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Okay, please mute your, if you can, mute your phones or whatever instrument you're using to participate. Item number three, approval of the meeting minutes of October the 5th, 2020. Is there a motion?
So moved, Sweezy.
Is there a second?
Second, Avedisian.
Okay. Are there any additions or deletions? If not, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Okay. Just momentarily for the participants, please state your name when you are speaking, so that someone's got, yeah, please state your name when you are requested to speak, and it's a difficult process, I understand, bear with everybody. It's not easy in this pandemic to operate under the circumstances we are. So let's move on. Public comments relative to agenda items. Public comments relative to agenda items.
This is Judy Allen from West Hartford.
Okay, Judy.
I noticed that there isn't a public comment at the end of the meeting. So if I could just quickly say two questions that aren't necessarily on the agenda. The first, will there be a presentation at the start of the public hearing as there was last year? And at the last board meeting, I submitted some questions about the budget, and I was hoping to get a response before the public hearing. And so I'm just wondering if I could expect a response.
John?
Yeah, we received the comments. Those are being reviewed, and an answer will be provided. As far as the presentation before the hearing, I guess I would defer that to Scott. I'm not sure if what his plan was for that.
Scott?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I was going to address that in my CEO report.
Okay. Are there further comments relative to the agenda items? If not, item five, report from district chairman. Nothing at this point in time. I will have that at the next meeting. I'll have something to say about several things. Item six, report from the chief executive officer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So I'm going to defer my report, except to talk specifically about, unfortunately, I had to talk to the chairman today, Chairman DiBella, about an error that we had made in our public hearing documentation that we published in Hartford Current. We were planning to have a public hearing on November 10th, and because of what I'm about to tell you, we're going to propose to push it to the Monday, the 16th. And I can take any questions if you like. As you know, we've been talking on the water rate about the increases to the water rate. As we have presented to Board of Finance last week, we had a $4.12 rate for 2021, up from $3.97, which is about a 3.78% increase in the water rate itself. We also talked about reducing the increase, the existing customer service charge for a residential meter, 5/8 meter, was $14.98. And that was going to go up to $17.08, I believe. And because of revenues received from additional fire protection rate structure, we're able to bring that down to $16.33, well below the market, well below our sister agency in New Haven, Regional Authority. So those rates were published. The challenge and the problem that we identified today, I had a meeting with staff, was that we were talking about that $16.33 was basically a 9% increase from last year to this year. And as SAP began and calculated, as you can imagine, every component of the budget has its own revenue component of the item. So this item was customer service charges, approximately 102,000 meters, and that's approximately $2 million. And so what happened, SAP did, was they actually, when they calculated the increase, they only calculated the increase 9% on the residential meter. So therefore, all the other rates were reduced because the end result was simply a, quote, $2 million or plus or minus revenue for that line item. So the remaining meters were reduced, which should not have happened. A second item that we identified was that in our base budget, the rates, the baseline rate for this year was actually last year's. It carried over from the SAP upgrade as last year's rate. So when we plug in the new rate of $14.98 and all the other rates that we had charged this year, we actually are showing a increase in revenue. And the long and short of this is, as complicated as I'm probably sounding, we do not need to raise the customer service charge at all for any of the meters this year. And there is a little left over in revenue stream by using those rates from last year to this coming year of 2021, where we actually can reduce the water rate from $4.12 to $4.09, a 3-cent decrease. So I'm more than happy to ask questions. I have Chris Martin on the phone. We can answer. This truly is an error. We did correct it. We have caught it. And to the credit of the staff, they caught this. As you know, last year we had this a similar situation occur, but we didn't catch it in time. So staff did catch this, make the correction. We are proposing to actually push the public hearing so that we can make these corrections and properly give the 10-day notice. But the end result of this error is that we will not have to increase the customer service charge at all for any of the water meter sizes, and we can actually reduce the water rate by 3 cents. Now, what does that do for the overall rate bill? As you remember, the overall water bill was going to go up by 2.91%. By making the changes that we've just identified, that increase, instead of 2.91% increase, is a 1.12% increase, which is a dollar a month increase over $2.60. So although concerning, thankfully our staff, Lisa Renson, budget manager, caught this, but it is an error, but it is a positive error for our water rate payers. And so I had to, unfortunately, explain that to the commissioner this afternoon. I do apologize for that, but it is what it is. And that's part of the problem with this budget process, as we talked about, that our staff needs more time. And I'm going to recommend next year is that we push the public hearing off as far as possible, so we give our staff as much time as possible to fine-tune the budget. So with that, Mr. Chair, any questions that might arise.
Scott, Bill DiBella, you also shared this with the chairman of the Finance Committee, Commissioner Salini.
I did. Yes, okay. I did. Right. I called Mr. Salini this afternoon as soon as I got done outlining the issue with the chairman.
Okay.
Yes, he did, Mr. Chairman. I'm on the line here. So,
good.
Yeah, I did speak with Scott today. So.
Okay. Are there questions? Questions? Thank you, Scott, for the outline. So what we're doing is we're restating the public hearing. We'll go to Monday, the 16th of November.
Correct.
As opposed to the 10th.
Correct. We'll make sure, Mr. Chair, we'll make sure that public questions like from Mrs. Allen are answered in a timely, so that she has the questions that she is asking for.
Okay. Are there further questions? If not, could you proceed? Is that
I'm going to stick with that for now, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. No further questions. Item number 7, report from the District Council.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Chris Stone here. I have no report this month.
Okay. Item number 8, Board of Finance consideration and potential action regarding A, issuance of bond anticipation notes, October 28, 2020, recommended action, receive the report and adopt the resolution. I assume, John, Bill DiBella, I assume can we take these together or would we break them out?
They're unrelated, but you can certainly take them together if you'd like.
Okay. Why don't we do this? Let's take them one at a time. People may have questions. Is there a motion to adopt the resolution?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Second.
Second. Sweet.
Okay. Board of Finance, Commissioner Salemi.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. This came before the Board of Finance. We had a thorough presentation and discussion, and resolution was to pass it on and recommend to the district board passage of this resolution.
Okay. Now, where will we introduce the amendment? There's an amendment that's been requested. Is Scott, do you want to address that?
Chairman DiBello, this is John Myrtle. Yes. The amendment is for item B, the authorization for the capital improvement project.
Okay, and the authorization. Okay. Item B, further discussion. If not, all those in favor, I'm sorry, item A. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Okay. Item B, authorization for capital improvement project. Recommended action, receive the report and adopt the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Moved and seconded.
Second. Paddle.
Is there an amendment?
Mr. Chairman, this is Scott Jellison.
Scott, go ahead, Scott.
Okay. Yesterday, we had, as you know, we had requested to move this Farmington Avenue Water Main project through downtown West Hartford into the December 2020 timeframe, rather than wait until funding this through the 2021 CIP budget, solely because we're trying to accommodate and comply with the town's paving program for this area within downtown. And as you can imagine, trying to install this water main in this commercial area is extremely difficult, and it's once in a lifetime to try and get this done. The town has been very supportive of the MDC, and we're trying to accommodate them. They're planning to remove all of the barricades, the Jersey barriers, for the COVID-related outdoor seating during the winter. They would like us to replace the water main while that occurs, so that they can mill and overlay their street through downtown this coming spring. So we have, as you know, as I reported at Board of Finance, that in order for us to award a project, we must have the funding source in place. And that is why we brought this to the Board of Finance for their review and approval. And that's why it's on the agenda tonight. We did bid the project. We did receive bids about 3 days ago. We have gone through scope reviews with the low bidder. And the bids we had requested from the Board of Finance $4.3 million. And based on the bids that we received, the low bid came in higher than that. We had five bidders. The bids ranged between $3.9 million and $4.4 million for just the contractor. We have other line items that we're paying for directly. But long and short of it is our construction low bid contractor, we need an additional $400,000 to award the contract. I had requested, as I mentioned in the Board of Finance, I had requested that staff include laterals that would go from the water main to the curb, so that we didn't have to worry about trying to reuse an existing lateral, which in turn could possibly blow up or affect the town's new road. That was an additional $300,000. And then we also have, based on our geotech borings, we believe we want to add another $300,000 for soil remediation. So that's a total of an additional $1 million. So we're asking to amend this authorization from 4.3 to 5.3. And like I said, this is a very important project for the MDC and also for the town.
Okay. Yeah, Mr. Chairman, this is Commissioner Salemi. I'm prepared to offer this amendment for consideration. So
I'm sorry, Commissioner DiBello. Yeah. What was that? I missed it. you're willing to.
I said, this is Commissioner Shalemi, and I said I will offer this amendment. I'm prepared okay. to offer this amendment to the commissioner.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. Okay, Commissioner Shalemi, Chairman Shalemi is offering the amendment of $1 million for the to be added to the 4.3 for a total of $5.3 million for the purposes as outlined by the Chief Executive Officer. Is there a second?
Second, Commissioner Torres.
Commissioner Torres, thank you. John Myrtle, do you have the amendment? Amendment?
Okay. Increasing the appropriation for the authorization from $4.3 million to $5.3
million. Okay. Is there a second?
Yeah, we have a second from Commissioner Torres.
Torres.
Okay. I'm sorry, Commissioner. Okay. Before you is the amendment. Is there discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I've spoken to Scott about this. This is Bud Shalemi. I did speak to Scott about this. And at our meeting, we had a detailed explanation regarding the need to do this project now. So we want to make sure that it goes forward now. And so the additional funds, we got to make it happen now because we've got a very small window of time to get it done. So,
okay. Are there, again, please mute your microphone. Make sure it's muted. Thank you. Further discussion.
This is Commissioner Bush. Through you, Commissioner
yes.
DeBell.
Yes, Commissioner DeBell. Bush, go ahead.
Just I apologize for my lack of knowledge regarding the specific project, but is there any correlation between the water main work and any sewer work that might need to be done on Farmington Avenue?
Scott?
Yes, Commissioner Bush. No, not in terms of your specific issue we've been talking about with the town in terms of storm water and sewer work. No, this is specifically two older 1870s water mains, replacing it with a new 24-inch. We are working with the town of West Hartford, and I know the town of West Hartford is looking to aggressively do significant stormwater work based on the stormwater management plan, and we are trying to coordinate with the town on that work. The challenge that we have with the work that the town would like to do with their stormwater work, it's really in relation to coordination with the Clean Water Project. And the challenge that we have with the Clean Water Project is, although we've had a very good discussion with the integrated plan with DEEP last week, they're very supportive of our plan, but I've made it very clear, as I made in my letter, that without the grant and loan monies, without a commitment from DEEP, and I've asked DEEP not to guarantee the grant and loan from the legislature because I realize they cannot do that, but I'm asking them to tie our consent order to funding. So in other words, if we get the grant and loan funding for the integrated plan, then we would proceed with the integrated plan. If we do not get the grant and loan funding, then the consent order would allow the MDC to stand down. So we're really, unfortunately, we need a third referendum approval, Commissioner Bush. And we don't really see that happening, but DEEP and ourselves are concerned about future grant and loan funding. But we're just looking to tie the consent order to it. If that consent order can get approved with a funding source language that is acceptable to the MDC, then we can move forward with stormwater work in conjunction with the integrated plan within West Hartford.
I appreciate that response. This is Commissioner Bush again. Can I just follow up?
Sure, go ahead, Commissioner.
When you said the MDC can stand down, I mean, if the grant and loan funding does not come through DEEP, and you, the MDC stands down. Can you explain a little bit more what that means?
Yes. So the goal is, and as you know, we froze the integrated. We froze the Clean Water Project charge at $4.10, and we have modeled that, and we believe that we can afford to do that for the next 2-3 to 5 years. That's the goal, and the reason why is because we strongly think that it's a possibility that we could be stagnant here without a referendum. Or any funding for the next 3 to 5 years. So our position is, God forbid, we get the integrated plan approved by DEEP, and then DEEP says to us, well, you're all set to go. You got your integrated plan approved. Have at it, right? But there's no money. There's no grant and loan money. And what I've said to DEEP, and I've said this before, and I said this last week, the MDC has spent $1.8 billion actually, and no one in New England has spent $1.8 billion. New Haven and Bridgeport has spent up to $50 million themselves individually, 25 in New Haven and 50 in Bridgeport. And so for us to have to be forced, and I mentioned the fact that the politics involved at the state level. I mentioned the fact to DEEP that there's no way that the legislature is going to force the MDC to spend another $1 billion without, forcing us to through the court system to move forward with the Clean Water Program without referendum approval. So our position would be, if this, we understand DEEP cannot speak on behalf of the legislature. They cannot speak on behalf of the Treasury Department. But what they can do is say that when funding is available, and if grant and loans are available, our cash flow and our rate structure for the clean water surcharge is based on grant money, 48% to 50% grant money. Without that grant money, our affordability is unaffordable. So our position is, if the grant money's there, as we expect, then we would move forward. We're planning to do, instead of a and it works for us as well as them. Typically, we do a consent order that projects out to 2050 or 2058. We're proposing to schedule only projects within a 5-year window. So to your question, we would not have to move forward if we can get the language that we want. We would not have to move forward on any projects if the legislature did not authorize the funding through the Clean Water Program.
What if, Scott, we have a federal infrastructure program? Would that qualify for funding capacity?
Yes, any funding. It doesn't really matter where it comes from, as long as the MDC able to. Yeah, I mean, the reality is that the MDC is the only entity capable of spending this money. Chris Martin has done and his staff has done a great job in refunding and refinancing. So the state of Connecticut's got $50 million sitting there, and they really have no place to spend it, because the other utilities across the state really don't want to spend any money on the Clean Water Program. So, yes, if there's a federal program, the state DEEP and DPH would get those funds, and then we would be eligible for those.
This is further Commissioner questions? Bush again. This is Commissioner Bush again, through you, Chairman DiBella. Thanks, Scott, for that explanation. And just one last piece of further clarification. The funding that would come from either DEP, the state of Connecticut, or the federal government, as it relates to the Clean Water Project and the integrated plan, that would still be supplemental to the amount of money that the town of West Hartford may have to pay for some of these projects. Money that the town would have to pay. And is there any sense of how that would be funded other than increasing taxes? Is it a direct bill to the taxpayers of West Hartford?
Yes. So depending on the project, and every project is different, but based on the areas that we have already talked about, areas that we would try to prioritize our projects. So our project areas for the clean water program and the town's project areas for the stormwater program, the goal there would be obviously to dig once. So the goal would be there would be a cost to the town, but there'd be a significant savings to the town and to the MDC because there'd be a shared cost in the excavation, the road restoration. So a significant, I mean, obviously it makes sense that once we get the road opened up and replacing a water and sewer infrastructure, that the town would be able to install storm systems that would be beneficial to the local drainage system.
Great.
Mr. Chairman, can we move this amendment, please? Can we move the amendment, please? Yes.
Okay.
I appreciate you just stick with the questions. Thank you.
Further questions? If not, all those in favor of the amendment, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye. Yeah, I'm about to, you'll see when you come down.
Okay. Item on the full, the motion as amended. Is there further discussion? If not, all those in favor of the amendment and Bill, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Is there not, is that on a no? Was there an objection? Excuse me, did someone vote no on that? Okay. Fine. Adopted. Item number 9. Personnel, Pension, and Insurance Committee consideration and potential action regarding A, pension discount rate and adoption of PUV 2010, mortality rate, October 20th, 2020. Someone has their... has their microphone open. Could they please mute it?
Mr. Chairman, this is John Myrtle. Commissioner Taylor, unfortunately, your microphone, every time you unmute, it has some real bad feedback on these items from PP&I. Go ahead, but then please just mute yourself again quickly afterwards. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to take these up one at a time. Is there a motion to the recommended action, receive the report and adopt a resolution? Is there a motion to adopt? Motion to adopt?
So
moved and seconded.
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Commissioner Sweezy. Commissioner Taylor. You want to deal with this issue or is it Ray? Your microphone's not on, Commissioner.
I can do it if you want, Bill. Right.
No, Al, your microphone is not on. Your microphone, Al Taylor, your microphone is not connected. We can't hear you. Still nothing. John?
Commissioner Taylor,
okay. Ray, can you take this, Ray Sweezy? Ray?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yep, I hear you.
Okay. Ray Sweezy, PP&I discussed this last week. We had staff, we had Becky from Milliman in, and we discussed it. It passed PP&I for the adoption of the mortality rates on the pension.
Okay.
With
are
no
there
objections.
Questions? Are there questions? If
Mr. Chairman,
sir, Mr. Chairman, this is
hold on. Okay. Questions, James?
Yeah. James through you, Mr. Chairman, to Mr.
Just a quick question as to like a 30,000 foot view as to why we're doing a decrease from 7% to 6.875 on the pension discount rate and an increase from 4 to 6.875 on the OPEB for the newer commissioners.
Commissioner Sweezy?
The reason for the drop is that Milliman, our actuary, recommended on the pension, we dropped the 5.99%. Because of the budget, we did make the drop. We made a drop last year. We made another drop this year. And that's the reason we made the drop, is because of the recommendation of the actuary.
James?
What was the other part of the question? I'm sorry.
It also Commissioner Wolf, second part of that question.
And the second part of the question referred to the increase in OPEB, but I'm guessing it's for the same reason. It was a recommendation.
Yes, it was also a recommendation of the actuaries.
And, okay, thank
we
you.
We discussed that with the full committee and came up with that recommendation.
It was unanimously passed by the committee, subcommittee.
Yes,
further discussion, questions?
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Curry.
Commissioner Curry, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Unfortunately, or fortunately, I wish we were handling these two issues separately. One, the lowering of the discount rate, and the revision for the mortality tables. My position remains unchanged that last year I said we took too big a step with lowering the discount rate. In fact, rather than a big step, we took two steps. And so the second step we took last year should have been the step we took this year. So this is step three. So I'm not supportive of lowering the discount rate. I would rather keep it at 7, but I am totally supportive of the revised mortality tables and putting that into place. So if we're going to handle them jointly, I'm going to be forced to vote for this, but I just
Would you move for division so that you can vote on them separately?
No, I'm okay with that because I'm pretty confident everybody's going to vote for it anyway, so let's not waste time.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner. Further discussion?
Commissioner Addle?
Commissioner Addle.
Through you, Mr. Chairman. Ray, would you just give the newer members of the commission the, you know, an approximate impact of the budget, which is why this is so important a topic?
I don't have a number.
If I
think it's 1.8 million,
yeah. one eighth of a percent.
If I may, this is Scott Jellison. If I may, I could just summarize the impact.
It's $1.8 million, isn't it?
Yeah, it's $1.6 million, Mr. Chairman, total between the two items. The ad valorem, as you know, we've been proposed that ad valorem increase was going to be 2.3% increase. And with, as you know, that this line item is a split 50-50. So the ad valorem, based on that $1.6 million, the ad valorem increases from 2.3% to 3.3%. But on the water side, we have actually had a reduction, and that's what the numbers we've been talking about because of the fire protection service. So the fire protection service revenue has actually wiped out that increase from the OPEB and pension on the water side.
Further discussion? If not, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Item number 9, section B, OPEB discount rate and adoption of PUB 2010 mortality tables. Is there a motion to adopt?
Sweezy. So moved, Sweezy.
Mr. Sweezy? Thank you.
Seconded.
Okay, Ray, you want to take care of this too?
Again, it was a recommendation of PP&I after talking to the actuary and staff that we make this change.
Further discussion? If not, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Passes. B. Okay. Item number 10, commissioners' comments. Before we do that, John, was there an oversight here? Isn't there a public piece that goes in here?
Yeah, typically there's general public comment. I'm not sure why, but it didn't fall off the agenda.
Okay, just for purpose of amending it without objection, is there a public participation or questions relative to item 10? Public comment? Okay. Commissioners, comments and questions?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. This is Commissioner Salemi. I have a question actually for Scott. So, Scott, you know, with the what you brought to us earlier this evening, what the reduction in the water rate, the actual water rate. At the Board of Finance meeting, Commissioner, our consumer advocate asked that we consider or sort of reconsider the money set aside for the Colebrook project. We're expecting that the Army Corps is. Maybe you can explain that to the whole commission, but we're expecting that the Army Corps is going to continue to force us to perform maintenance at Colebrook, and we set aside something like 1.3284, something like that.
Yeah.
And the suggestion from the consumer advocate was that we don't necessarily need to do that. First of all, we're not going to have to pay that until we lose our argument with them. And perhaps this is, we don't expect to win or lose this year, but I think there's still a chance we might win. I don't know if anybody wants to hear any more about that, but I think his suggestion would reduce further. Is that completely on the water rate, Scott, if we were to hold that 1.328? That's my question.
Yes, so Mr. Chairman, Scott Jellison. So the challenge that we have with the recommendation from Mr. Silverstone, which is to basically, I think he had offered that we possibly take half of that and reduce the budget by half. Here's the problem. We strongly believe, and I just had a conference call with Chris Stone and our attorneys and staff on this issue. We're going to be responding. The challenge that we have is we feel very strongly that we don't owe them anything as it relates to any more maintenance items, the $1 million. But if we are to lose, and it takes us 2 to 3 years to lose, one of the arguments that Commissioner Mr. Silverstone had indicated is that we're going to be budgeting this for 2 or 3 years until it's resolved. But think about this. If we owe, let's say we lose, and we owe the Army Corps, the DOJ, $1 million a year for the next 3 years, that means we're going to have to add $3 million onto the rate all in 1 year. So,
right, well, that was one of the things that I wasn't sure of, Scott. So the let's call it 1.4.
Commissioner Salemi, just to announce that you're talking so everybody knows who's speaking.
I'm sorry. Yeah, this is Commissioner Salemi. I should, each time I speak, I'll mention that. But so 1.4 million or so, is that just for 1 year, or is that already retroactive years?
Yeah, that's for 1 year, Commissioner. We owe them for 2020. We owe them $150,000. So that 1.4 includes the $150,000 that they think we owe them. We don't think we owe them. And then this coming year, anticipated, quote, $1 million. And so that is how we're coming up with that number. We're guesstimating because that number is a guesstimate on their part every year. So we're guesstimating what this coming year expense would be. But if we don't budget this, and then we do lose, and like I said, let's say that it takes us 2 to 3 years to resolve this, and I'm hoping it doesn't, but let's assume it takes us 3 years. If we don't budget anything for this, then that means that when we do resolve this, this is just like the Glastonbury lawsuit. The Glastonbury lawsuit, we have to come up with $8 million in 1 year. And we negotiated with the attorneys that we were able to split this over a 2 year period, but we're still coming up with $4 million in 1 year for the Glastonbury lawsuit. We don't want to put ourselves in that position. We want to, you know, unfortunately we want to put that money aside, and it's really an escrow. We're putting that money aside so that if we do lose, and I'm sure the DOJ, the federal government, they have what they call an interest. So they might suggest that because we haven't paid, that not only do we owe them the money, but we owe them interest. So we're concerned about that, and we don't want to have to come back to the Water Bureau in 2 to 3 years and say we have to come up with $3.5 million to settle this issue.
Well, and Commissioner Salemi again here. I won't ask you if you want any further, but I really think that at our the actual budget meeting for the commission, that perhaps the general counsel can explain what this is really about, because this we believe that this agreement was over, and they're telling us that it's not, and that we have to keep giving them $1 million a year to perform maintenance on the Colebrook Dam, which we have no interest in at this point. So I'm not sure. I think that we're in such a bad position that we're going to lose on that one. But I'll let this go for now, Scott. Thank you. And maybe we could have district counsel be prepared to just describe a little bit more about what's going on with it at some point. Okay?
That's a good question. No problem. Commissioner Salemi, that's a good question. I think that makes some sense that we have further review of that issue in the budget process.
Mr. Chairman?
Yep.
Chris Sweezy.
Commissioner Sweezy, go ahead.
Scott, part of that money in the past, though, that we've paid them, don't you believe was used for capital expense, capital costs, where we should only be paying the maintenance?
Yes, exactly, Commissioner Scott Jellison.
I don't see how we can lose that part of it. So I would think out of the $1.3 million, we could definitely cut $400,000, which would reduce the water rates another 1%.
Okay.
Overpaid them.
Okay. Could we have that discussion in the Finance Committee and raise that issue and have the our lawyers address that issue and discuss that in the Board of Finance as an issue that's before in the budget?
I'm certainly amenable to that, Commissioner Salemi. I'm certainly amenable to that, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Without objection, we'll do that, and that should be an issue that you take up in the subcommittee. I think it's a legitimate and a good issue to get clarified. Further discussion, further comments, further questions, other business.
Mr. Chairman, yeah. I have a question or comment. Commissioner
Payne,
Commissioner Payne. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a question or a comment. Since somebody was trying to lower the budget, I have a question. There is the funds that were reimbursed to the MDC from the clean water. Is there any reason why we can't take a one-time X amount of dollars from that and apply it to keep our budget down to zero?
Could we raise that question in the Finance Committee? Scott, as Commissioner Salemi, can you raise that issue in the Finance Committee?
I certainly would.
Commissioner Payne, would you give us something in writing so that the Commissioner can work with you on that issue?
I certainly will.
Just a question.
Thank you.
Okay. Further discussion?
Yes, further Chairman comments? DeBell, Ray Swayze. When's the next Finance Committee meeting? Is it the 9th also still, or has that been postponed?
No, we haven't postponed that. It's the 9th of the 9th, is it not, okay. John?
Yes, John Merle, yes it is.
Yeah. Thank you.
Further discussion, further comments, other business?
Yes, Mr. Chairman? Commissioner Curry?
Commissioner Curry?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to say thank you to you, Mr. Chair, for continuing during this trying and challenging times to do the business of the commissioners that you're elected to serve. So thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Further comment? If not, the appropriate motion of adjournment is in order.
Motion to adjourn, Adel.
Without objection, we stand adjourned. Thank you very much for your time. It's a tough time. These are tough meetings. We stand adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.